You're listening to Mikey Pod. This is episode 132 for April 14th, 2009. We're going to start out with this band from the Philippines called Up Dharma Down. The song is called Sugarcoat and Heartbeats.
We stone the ground. You're my gravity that keeps me sound. But we let these seconds fade, our hands are named. And only tears do say the things we want in vain. I've been here before, where words do fail. We try to stay for more, to wait for change. But nothing comes around been this time. Nothing we can call on my now. Breathe lies out, sugar coats and heartbeats.
Cut.
That was Up Dharma Down with Sugarcoats and Heartbeats. That's from their album Bipolar, which just came out fairly recently, I believe. I want to throw a little story at you about how I discovered this band. Sunday, I tweeted about the Blue Nile, which, is anyone in contact with them? I would love to know if I could play them on the podcast, but I haven't figured out really the best way to contact them. That's a side note. The story is that, so I tweeted this, I did a whatever, look at Twitter, MikeyPod.com. I don't want to go into all of that. But the cool thing about it is that right after I did that, I got a direct message from someone saying, hey, you should check out Up Dharma Down, the band that I just played, if you like the Blue Nile. And I looked at a JPEG they sent me, and it was like a promo poster, and it had a quote from the singer from the Blue Nile saying, this is my favorite band, blah, blah, blah. So I checked them out. I liked them, of course, and I wrote to the guy saying, yeah, this is great. I wonder if it's okay to play them on my podcast. And he said, well, I'm their manager and they're on my label, so yes, it's okay. I'm giving you permission. So I thought, like, so many people promote themselves and whatnot on, excuse me, on Twitter in what seems like a very insincere sort of forced way. And I thought this was a very, like, nice use of Twitter. I assume that he did a search for whatever reason for the Blue Nile, looking for Blue Nile fans to sort of promote his band to, and he did it in a very nice way. He sent me a link to a download of a song, and so I could listen to it, which then I went and bought the album on eMusic. So I think that's just swell, basically, is what I'm talking about. Oh, and his name, excuse me, is Tenoman, T-E-N-O, sorry, T-E-R-N-O-M-A-N. On Twitter, and I am, of course, Mikey Pod on Twitter. So on with the music. So this is the new format. This is week three. I'm really having a great time doing it. Not as many people are having a great time listening, apparently, because I'm losing followers or subscribers by the drove. So if you are, it'd be great to hear from you, because the only response I've seen is people bailing, which is okay. Mostly, I mean, I'd love it if millions of people listen to this, but I listen to each show at least three or four times because I love them. it's so much like I used to make mixtapes all the time. And this has the added challenge of finding things that are legal to play. Which brings me to 50 Foot Wave. It's Kristen Hirsch's band. If you remember, she's a solo artist on her own right, but she was also in Throwing Muses. And all of this stuff is Creative Commons. All of 50 Foot Wave's Kristen Hirsch stuff. And there's, I don't know enough about it to say, but Cache Music is seeming to be sort of a catch-all place for a lot of this Creative Commons stuff. But I can't get them to respond to me on Twitter or elsewhere. So, I can't really tell you much more about that. But I can tell you that this song rocks. It's called Vina Cava, and it's by 50 Foot Wave. It shouldn't.
criticize your intentions. You're going to get out of this alive. Pull together quite a crowd that hopes you'll survive. How can you let them down? Just drop all of this. She's left hanging around here, crossing her fingers. It's you that she'll miss. How could you let her down after building all her hopes up? How can you let her down and leave her poor heart torn up? In this plastic tank with arms and legs bound, together with chains, it will turn out you're a fake. 'Cause Houdini, you're not. Chances are shot, and you made a fool of yourself. You made a fool of yourself. You worked so hard in the first place to make things how they are today. Do you assume that it's so easy to drop it all?
Down.
That was Kings of Leon with Andre Anjos remix of Use Somebody. I got that from recordlabel.com. Before that, the Active set with Escape Act, a band who I've developed a friendly emailing relationship with. And that was preceded by the Act. Oh, nope, 50 Foot Wave. Kristen Hirsch's band. The track was called Vina Cava. And that album was called Free Music. Incidentally, if you go by, I think it's cashmusic.com, you can see all of these artists there. Creative Commons licensed in one way or another. 50 Foot Wave, on their page, you can download everything for free. And then there's a place to make a suggested donation. Or it's not even a suggested donation. It's just if you feel like you want to. Which I, of course, suggest that you do. So now it's a suggested donation, but from me, not from them. Yeah. Andrew Bird is next with Master Swarm. Also in this set, the newest from Great Northern, which actually their new album, I think, comes out today on iTunes. It's $5.99, $8.99, something cheap for a while. Eeny Meeny Records is their label. And Gavin Castleton, who I think I'm in love with. Here's Andrew Bird.
Come here to swarm, come by sea, swarm like smoke in the dawn. We were the young, we were the swarm. From the arms of the master, burrow into me, and this was sort of misspelled disaster. Oh, and the young in the larval state, orchestrating plays, investments of translucent alabaster. So they took me to the hospital. They put my body through a scan. What they saw there would impress them all. For inside me grows a man who speaks with perfect diction as he orders my eviction, as he acts with more conviction than I This is sure a misspelled disaster. I'm borrowing to me. You're feeding from the arms of the master.
was just a woodchuck hunting round your nose. Well, you were icy penguin feet skating round my toes. Your thistly kisses kept me up, poking through my clothes. And why I miss you so, Lou only knows. You were just a spook at horse scaring up our ghosts. Well, I was just a possum thing lying comatose. I wouldn't talk you down, I wouldn't turn away. And why I was so froze, I cannot say. But I'm not so proud of the way I behaved. I should have been your jungle, but I was just a cage. Ooh. I was spider-biting ribs, tickling you to death. We licked each other's wounds when nothing tasted right. And love cut like a cougar in the night. When you were moving on like a turtle in the sea. And I a pair of jellyfish cresting painfully. You wouldn't let me down, you wouldn't pull me out. And there I found what love is all about. And I'm not so proud of the way I behaved. I should have been your lifeline, but I was just afraid. No, I'm not so proud of the way I behaved. I should have been your lifeline, but I was just afraid. But I love you sure as the note to the neighbor's kids. Come out and fight stupid Indians. Come back to bed, checkered family. Roll with my sleep, sweet rotisserie. And I can't let you go without making a scene. Like a rabbit's kicking out the Morse code of their ducal dreams. So I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Baby, I can't back down. No, I won't 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 back down. Cause I can't back down. I won't back down.
That was Gavin Castleton with I'm Not So Proud from his album For the Love of Pete. You should also check out his newest album, Home, which is my pick for album of the year so far in 2009. Still early, but I feel pretty confident that that's going to stay up there. Before that was Great Northern with the track Warning from their newly released, as of today, I think has been digitally released, Remind Me Where the Light Is from Eeny Meeny Records. And yeah, that's on iTunes. Check that out. I do like them. And Andrew Bird with Master Swarm from the album Noble Beast, which is his newest, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, and I just learned there's a companion album to that. I think it was WNYC did a show about strings. Andrew Bird plays violin and whistles quite well, as you may have noticed. I think he whistled in that track. I'll have to go back and listen. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Normally, this would be the place where I end the show, but no. This is a bonus size episode. I'm going to try to go for around an hour this week. See how many more subscribers I lose doing that. Or maybe I'll gain some. We'll see. I just have a feeling that growing pains or whatever. So I'm just going to have fun and keep doing the show until the end of time. The next track is from School of Seven Bells. This song is called Conjure. Also, we're going to hear some Laurie Anderson by request from my pal Michael Bartha. And his name is Alive in this set. Yeah, credits. This all of these people, these songs are all PodSafe or legal to play. Many of them I've requested permission from myself, so I wouldn't assume that all of this is okay to play on your podcast. Just send me an email, mikeypod@gmail.com, and I'll let you know, like, contacts and stuff like that if you want to play anything like of these on your own show. I do suggest paying for any of this music that you like, because these are all indie artists. Yeah, Laurie Anderson, that's another story. She's Laurie Anderson, of course. But yeah, I'll talk about that after I play the tune. Anyway, this is Conjure, School of Seven Bells.
Someone need people, so it seems. Live my fortune while in vain. Lucky people, so it seems. Bless my fortune while in vain. I've come to kiss.
Every day he had the same thing for lunch. He had a carrot, and he had a bowl of chocolate pudding. First he ate the carrot into the shape of a spoon. Then he ate the pudding with the carrot-shaped spoon. And then he ate the carrot.
You better. I saw a photograph of Tesla, who invented the Tesla coil. He also invented a pair of shoes with soles 14 inches thick to ground him while he worked in his laboratory. In this picture, he was sitting in his lab, wearing the shoes and reading a book by the light of the long streamer-like sparks shooting out of his transformers.
It was the night flight from Houston, near perfect visibility. We could see the lights from all the little Texas towns. I was sitting next to a 52-year-old woman who'd never been on a plane before. Her son sent her a ticket and said, "Mom, you've raised 10 kids. It's time you got on a plane." She sat in the window seat. She kept talking about the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and pointing. Suddenly I realized she thought we were in outer space, looking down at the stars. I said, "I think those are little towns."
That was Three Expediences from Laurie Anderson from way back, pre Big Science days, I believe. So yeah, here's why I play that. It's not officially PodSafe. I don't officially have permission to play it, but I found it on UbuWeb, UbuWeb.com, and for free download. And it's so entirely out of print that it seems that it's okay, because I don't think it was ever even associated with a label. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm just making excuses. But I think, like, as non-PodSafe goes, I think that's pretty PodSafe. Before that, His Name Is Alive. I was given permission to play that by the artist. And School of Seven Bells preceded that with the track Conjure. I've got another song from that album I really like. I'll probably play it next week. What a cool album. Yeah, so now we're at the end. About 51 minutes in. Do you like the longer show? Seemed like I had a lot to play this week. So thanks to all the artists. Check them out if you like. MikeyPod@gmail.com is the email. You can find the blog at MikeyPod.com, still under construction. And thanks to you guys for listening. I'm going to leave you with As You Do by Castanets.
I bid you to love me as you do. Wish you